B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hour number two, Felger and Mads. Felger in the remote A-hole chair location. Mads and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Spent a lot of time yesterday on Giannis, the NBA Finals, and that series. And because the phones were down, I invited a lot of emails. I got a ton of emails, Maz. And easily the most common refrain that I got from our emailers, which usually want nothing more than to take a steaming dump on me and us. And, you know, as any Twitter feed or, you know, I'm not saying that's unusual or anything. It's just we know how it is on there.
No question.
And you know, usually the green teamers come out there. Over and over and over again, I heard about how I'm a Celtics fan. I watched Giannis in that game, and I said to myself, Jason Tatum will never be that guy. And what they were really doing is reacting to me and a lot of us, saying we'd take Tatum over Giannis previously, before that game. And then watching that game and saying, are you nuts? Tatum would never do that. He could never do that. He's not that guy. And I'll read you some of them here, but you have a thought on that general analysis?
Well, I think that, in terms of I'm gonna wait because I know what some of the emails are. So I'm
okay,
wait. I'll wait.
Here's one. Larry, New Hampshire. Mike, I want to go on record as saying that I don't believe the Celtics will ever win a title with the current core of key players. I realize it takes top talent to win an NBA championship, but my definition of talent is a little different from what I hear from fans and the media. I keep hearing that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are all-star players and superstar players are close to it. That's fine, says the emailer, but it doesn't equate with winning basketball necessarily. To me, they're both scorers. That's it. Yes, sometimes they rebound, etc., but are they winners? I say no. Yes, the Celtics will win some games due to their scoring powers, but you need more to be a championship team. I hear it takes two or even three all-stars to win a title. So why aren't the Celtics champs? They've had three All-Stars recently, whether it was Kemba Walker, Brown, Tatum, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward. How come they're not champions? He says they will never win with this group. Tatum and Brown don't play hard all the time and quit when the going gets tough. Just one example. Leo writes in the impact of Giannis and Giannis's length and that what it has on the defensive end, the ability to switch across different positions and scare Booker and Paul out of the paint. All of that is length and mobility and strength physically. Tatum will never be that. Tatum has all of those physical traits and should be able to dominate the game defensively and more than his offensive game. He just doesn't have the heart that Giannis has, nor the mindset. So he's saying that Tatum, he's not the same guy physically, but he's still plenty long. He's plenty explosive. He's plenty athletic. He could be defensively what Giannis is 80% of it, you know, he could approach it, but he won't because he doesn't have the heart nor the mindset. How about Tom writes in, Tatum will never show the heart and effort, let alone play defense and score unstoppably like Giannis can. Tatum is the next Carmelo Anthony, and I don't mean that as a compliment in any way. Dan writes in, after seeing the makeup and cherries that Giannis has, the cherries.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, they're bigger than cherries.
My opinion on Tatum has gone so south, I believe he is now the new Carmelo Anthony. Superior offense, and that's where it stops. He has no valuable intangibles. He's more about being on a chips bag than being in the finals. My take? He will join a team later in his career to chase a ring than try to do it himself. Kid has no fire, and worst of all, no heart. Signed, Dan, a very sour Celtics fan. It goes on and on and on and on. Tim and Blackstone, everything you like about Giannis is what you hate in Tatum. It takes intangibles. Intangibles take away from his talent when you ask if he's a top five player. Okay, so he says he's a top five player or he's got the talent, but his intangibles take away from that. Tatum won't call out Kyrie because they would rather jet ski in the offseason together than win championships against one another during the playoffs. It's repulsive and doesn't leave any desire to even watch it. The AAU culture has ruined basketball, and Maz, it's starting to leak into baseball. And then he goes on to some other stuff as well. But this over and over and over again, is it fair analysis, Maz?
Yes, all fair except for one thing that I would say is a little unfair, and that is the idea that you would expect him to be even something close to Giannis on the defensive end. And I'm not saying he can't be good. That's not what I mean. I'm just telling you, Giannis is a monster on the defensive end.
Given his size and just his physical makeup, Tatum, of course, can never be what Giannis is defensively. But to say that he can't score at will, I think, is short-sighted. And these are all legitimate concerns, and I have some of the same ones because his priorities do seem to be out of whack. Like he's, again, how that piece wrapped up with Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe a couple of weeks ago, where he's just bitching and whining about the fact he didn't make all NBA, like, bad look, and me. Like, he's just kind of talking like that, like when you sound like the epitome of everything I kind of despise about today's NBA player, where it's more about you and less about the team. This is why this Giannis thing and his story and how he won this has been so refreshing. But I don't know, the counter to all that and all these concerns is he is only 23, so you hope that maybe he'll change and mature and grow into it.
I mean, there's a decent age gap between him and Giannis. Giannis is going to be 27 in December. So there's a good half year in there. Tatum's just, 23, right? He just turned 23 in the spring. Mm-hmm. So that's 3.5 years. That's a big gap.
And let me just jump in. It's the 3.5 years where a lot of guys cross the threshold.
Correct.
Right? It's like that seventh year in the league. And, we've looked at it, whether it was LeBron or Steph Curry or even Jordan or those guys. It takes seasoning in the NBA. It's very rare that a young player has all of that. Tim Duncan did. But it's very rare that a young player, Kawhi Leonard, what year was he in the league? And he was playing with Duncan. So, Giannis has just sort of crossed that seventh year kind of threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum hasn't. So it's 3.5 years, and it's an important 3.5 years. So I'll definitely give that to Tatum. It's too early to say this. But I saw some of this when Giannis was 23. I mean, I saw his competitiveness, and I saw his intensity. He was a competitive, intense kid when he came into the league. He was a competitive, intense young player. That came up short in the playoffs, and, I looked at him and said, I don't know if he'll ever be good enough. But I never looked at him and said, he doesn't have that competitiveness or the intensity. And I look at Tatum, I say, oh, he doesn't have, he does not have it. So I think that's a legit thing to look at the way Tatum plays and competes and the look in his eye. I'd be scared, too, if I were a Celtics fan, frankly.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most accurate criticism in all those emails is the intangibles. We don't know. We don't know. Now, look, could it show up? I guess one thing that I do think happens in that league is that I think all these guys don't really have their full confidence until they get to that age for some reason. Like they all sort of look at the Durants and the Kawhi Leonards and they say, I'm not as good as that guy. And it takes like they have to get there before they can say, oh, wait a minute, I can do this. Like there's that doubt. And I think there's a little bit of doubt in these guys still. So will they get there? I don't know. I'm with Murray, too. Tatum's got the offensive game to take the game over. Okay, we saw it. And again, we just saw it against Brooklyn. And he can do that. That is there. Can he make others better? Is he going to absolutely scratch, claw, kick, bite, and do anything else he has to win? I don't know. And he'll never be Giannis on the defensive end. That one's just unfair. Giannis is 6'11 with a 7'3 wingspan, and he can jump through the gym. So that's not, that's not realistic.
Okay, how about but give the effort on D?
Yes, absolutely. He could get more there, no question. Absolutely, it's a legit criticism. You need more from Tatum at both ends of the floor, and that means in every way imaginable. You need him to dig in on defense. You need him to make other people better at the offensive end. He's got to have, better game awareness, which, again, I think goes hand-in-hand with making others better. But, yes, there's still significant room to grow there. I don't want to say a ton because he's at a pretty high level right now, but there's still room to grow. Absolutely.
But you've said it yourself, Maz, those dookies.
Oh, scary.
You got to worry about those dookies. It's sort of inherent. And it's, it's not just them. Now it is. There's a lot of, bitching about the AAU culture. And I think it's, a lot of legitimacy there. And Giannis's story and where he came from give him an entirely different look at the world and life and, feeds a hunger that it's really hard for these guys. I think it's hard for a young American basketball star to be hungry. Why would they be? From the day that they're probably 11 or 12. I don't know when it starts, but probably around that age. you're whisked into a you know, the top club teams. You get sent into private schools, right? And you get and you your journey starts there, where as a top talent, you're sort of ushered from one thing to the next, and it really doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's just your individual talent sends you to the next level. And so it's like, I don't know, like it's hard for a young AAU player to have hunger, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. Look at the whole upbringing, the whole process.
Well, you mean hunger to win. They get hunger. It's to get that money, get, you know, get their face on a bag of chips, you know, get a sneaker deal. It's things like that. That's what they ultimately care about.
Look, I mean, you know, we talk about Tatum. Don't we think that some of that was always lacking in LeBron? Like, LeBron was so great and was so adored all along the way that I don't think he ever really learned how to compete until very late in his career. So, you know, I just think that for some of these guys, it's so easy. The whole process you're talking about, it just, they never fully develop as competitors. And I think that that's a problem with it.
All right, so there's your Giannis reset, your Celtics reset. Are you worried about Tatum? Are you worried about Tatum's heart? Balls, makeup, intangibles, competitiveness, intensity. That thing that I think really puts Giannis over the top, because he ain't the only 7-footer in the league. You know, it's those other things that I think won him the game the other night and all of this. So do you worry about that with Jason Tatum? We'll get to the ratings as well with all of your Bruins and Red Sox calls to them right after these words.
Tugger Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Please, Mass.
What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
I mean, I'll say life. Usually, I'm telling you this. Usually, when, from my experience, right? Like, when I think about, like, oh, yeah, I'm so great. I had 30. I had 25, 10, and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because you're going to think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually, the next day, you're going to suck. Simple as that. You, like, the next few days, you're going to be terrible. And I figured out, like, a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm-hmm. And when I focus on the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. I kind of, like, try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there, enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to, like, how you say, kind of, like, perfect it.
Master
it. Master it. And it's been working so far.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to stop.
Doing okay.
So that was that great Giannis quote from early in the week. You know, just juxtapose that with Jason Tatum to Gary Washburn about not making the All-NBA team. Quite a contrast. Does that concern you? Does that concern you that your best player, your star player, doesn't have that makeup or the intangible that he's going to need? So let's mix that into our other calls and get right to it. How about Mark and Newton? What do you got, Mark, on Jason Tatum?
Hey, Felger, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Felger, you couldn't be more right about American players not having that drive. If the Celtics need to make one trade, they need to get Tatum out of here, ship him to Dallas for Luka Doncic. Get that guy in. He's like a mini Larry Bird, fix the franchise, win a championship. Thanks, man.
Okay, babe, why would Dallas do that? Why would Dallas do that?
No, I'm not sure they would.
They have the better guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's their franchise piece right there. They wouldn't do that. And look at everything that they just did for Luka to make sure that it wasn't about to get bitchy and try to force his way out sooner than later. Getting rid of the coach, making all those changes. No, they would never do that.
I'll tell you what, too. Like, let's not go too hoopy over Luka. I mean, I love him, okay? I love him. But he's also a diva and a pain in the ass.
So, I also feel he's more competitive than Tatum, though.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I also think Tatum's probably a better defensive player, has a chance to be. So, you know, like, it's close. Tatum and Doncic is close. I like Doncic better at the offensive end. If Tatum digs in, Tatum's a more complete player.
Matt in New Bedford following up on the Bruins and Don Sweeney's handling of the expansion draft. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, thank God I don't have to blitz through the Ardan Forest to get to you guys today. I gotta say, this is just another mismanagement by Don Sweeney, and I know you guys touched on it before saying you would rather have Grizzlick than Lozon. I gotta disagree with you. Grizzlick also crapped his pants, especially in Game 6. And finally, Tuukka Rask hasn't had his freaking surgery, get that goddamn bum out of here. Thanks, guys. Okay.
All right, let's not take the Lord's name in vain. We're discussing Rask, but I agree with the general sentiment. You know, when you look at how else they could have done their expansion list, I don't know how second guessable it is for Don Sweeney, is what I'm saying. I do not like the fact that they lost him, and I want to pin it on Sweeney, but I still think to protect him, you would have left. So again, would you rather have Craig Smith or Jeremy Lozon?
Smith.
I think it's going right. I think it's going too far. Like the things they would have had to done would have gone too far to protect Lozon, who I like, but not at the expense of Craig Smith. But, you know, let me say this. If, you know, in that other formula, if you had protected Lozon, you would have had to have left not just Richie, but DeBrusk, Craig Smith, and Trent Frederick, right? Those guys would have had to have been exposed. We've pretty much come to terms on that, right, Maz?
Yes. Well, go ahead. Yeah, because there's one name that you're leaving off.
Go.
Coyle. And I know that Coyle had a no movement, so they had to protect him.
Right.
But that's the one that I would second guess. Did you really have to give him a no movement? I know this goes back a ways. Like, I'm now talking about the Coyle contract more than I am talking about the actual, you know, like, what a mistake that was.
Oh, 100%. So that, if you want to say you blame him for the protected list because you did X, Y, and Z last year or in this draft, yes. Oh, cool. Now we're talking.
I know. It turns it into a different argument, so I'm sorry about that part of it. But the Coyle was a mistake. Anyway, go ahead.
Killer. 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 Killer contract. It's just Sweeney's only bad contract. You know, really. Like, of his existing guys, I mean. You know, Backus was bad and...
Pulaski
was bad. But in terms of his re-signings, Coyle was the only one that got away from him. The rest, he's been really responsible, really good. But that was, oh, what a mistake. Right? Because that... So, but if they had let him go, Maz, you know, he was going to be a free agent. Was it after this year? Did they go 1 year early? I can't remember. You know, there may have been someone else they would have had to protect. You just don't know how that would have played out. But so you protect Lozon, and then you expose Frederick, Richie, DeBrusk, Craig Smith.
Right.
Given on how Seattle drafted here, I think they would have left DeBrusk on the table, too much money. I think they would have left Craig Smith on the table. Too much money, too old. I think they would have left Nick Ritchie on the table. He's a restricted guy that has arbitration rights, and that would have cost him some money, and he sucks. So they would have taken Trent Frederick. Would you rather have Lozon or Trent Frederick?
Lozon.
Probably, yeah, I guess Lozon.
Lozon.
Me
people
too.
Here so overrate Trent Frederick because they like the grit. They like
the
attitude.
The team needs toughness. Kevin Miller's now gone. Who are you going to get it from?
Okay, so again, the toughness is only works if you actually have some talent. Otherwise, I can go find some stiff who can get into bar fights, put skates on him, and send him out there. Like, Frederick to me is overrated. I'm sorry. I'm not changing my opinion on that unless he develops as a player.
Leo in Arlington on Jason Tatum. Go ahead, Leo.
Hi. The Tatum standard has to stop. I mean, you're playing the result. The only reason we're talking about Giannis is because Kevin Durant's foot was half an inch over the line and the game went to overtime. Otherwise, it would have been out in the second round for the third straight year. And we're talking about what's wrong with Giannis. He doesn't have a bag. He doesn't have an offensive game. He just bumps into people and scores. So you can't really play the fact that, you know, that happened, and now all of a sudden he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Not to mention, he's been in it for 8 years. This is Tatum's fourth. So I'm not going to argue that he has more heart than Tatum does, but you can't kill Tatum because he hasn't won yet. It's only his fourth year.
Okay, that's all fair. And I'm not killing Tatum for not having won. That's not what I'm doing. And those circumstances are right. The Bucks took advantage of a wide-open field where Tatum couldn't. So I'm going to interject that, Leo. I mean, the Celtics had the same path the Bucks did, and they couldn't get through it. So that's on them. And that's on Tatum for not being able to elevate his talent, but his team. But he's younger, and I'm not getting on him for not winning a title. And definitely the Bucks took advantage of a weak field or a good path in all of this and got lucky with Durant's shoe size. I agree with all of that. Look at that. Look at what Giannis did in that game, the other night. And I'm not talking about the 50 points because Tatum can do that too. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about from soup to nuts, both ends of the floor. That's not Jason Tatum.
Yeah, and can I ask you one other question? Because this one does drive me a little batty, too. And I get the whole thing with Durant and the foot on the line. I get it. What championship team doesn't have a little bit of luck? They all do. Even Cleveland, when LeBron won, or let me back up. Golden State, when they won, Kyrie went down in that series. If Kyrie stays healthy, does Golden State win the first one? I don't know. Do they? The Miami one, Ray Allen. Like,
thank you.
Right? Like, so, because I know you just, and it's a good point, that they all get a break somewhere along the line. Now, again, maybe they're bigger breaks, maybe they're smaller breaks, and I'm not telling you the Durant thing was insignificant. I'm just telling you, you still have to capitalize on it, and you got to play your ass off. Milwaukee, I told you this during a break yesterday, I think. After games 1 and 2, in all four series, Milwaukee was 11-2 from game 3 on. Game 3 on, they were 11-2. They were down 2-0 in this series, and they ripped off 4 in a row. They were down 2-1 early in the series against Brooklyn, and they came back and won. So repeatedly, they showed some balls and came back and fought through adversity, and that counts for something.
Okay, here's Murray's update. He has some fascinating information on how the NFL is going to treat COVID cases this year and postponements this year. And I definitely want to follow up on it because Murray's got a good take on it. So we'll do that here. Here's the details and the latest on the Bruins, and we come back with that. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You are a sorry liar. You are a sad, sorry lot.
98.5.
Literally pathetic.
The Sports Hub.
All right, Big Jim, give me your thoughts on that NFL story and how they're going to treat COVID cancellations and all of that. And just real quick, reset what they're going to do again.
Yeah, so Tom Pelissero of NFL Network leaked this out. It's a memo that went out to all 32 teams, and it's this. The NFL informing these 32 teams if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season, this coming season, due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding. So big implications there. The league intends to play their entire schedule over 18 weeks. They're not going to have a 19th week under any circumstances. And also, there was one other key thing here, because people are so like, well, what's this mean? So vaccinated players, what if they come down with it? How are they going to handle this? Well, let me find this. Give me one sec.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead,
Vaccinated individuals who test positive and are asymptomatic can return to duty after 2 negative tests 24 hours apart. But they also went on to say, basically, if there's an outbreak with vaccinated players, we'll find a way to make it work, which is a way of saying, like, if you have to play like Denver did last year without quarterbacks, that's what you're going to have to do. And frankly, I love it. I love it because the machine rolls on. Look, it's here to stay. And it's unfortunately going to get worse because some people don't want to get the shot and you're contributing to other variants and this thing never going away. So you know what? We have to learn to live with it. And this is what I want to see from all these leagues and frankly, all the companies here in this country and the world. Now that it's here and it's unfortunately not going to go away, we got to keep moving on.
And get vaccinated.
Well, right.
Well,
yeah.
Right. That's, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, so I just want to nail down what you're railing against. Just the world keeps spinning, business goes on, and if you get COVID, you get COVID, or get vaccinated.
No, ultimately, it's the latter. You know, I'll take another week's worth of angry, you know, crazed emails from you people, because here's a fact. It's estimated that those that don't get the vaccine, you're causing the virus to get stronger to a point where the current vaccine probably will become useless. So you'd think, I don't know, just common sense. Hey, for the greater good, why not? Sure, I have some trepidation about it. I'll just get the jab. And by the way, as I yelled about this last week, too, it does make your life easier, too. You're not going to get tested every 24 hours nonstop. You actually get to, you know, go back to some semblance of normalcy. But nope, can't have that. My body, my choice, blah, blah, blah. So fine. You know what? Deal with the repercussions of this, and good for the NFL, because they're really incentivizing these players to get it, because they're telling you right now, if it's the outbreak of unvaccinated players, F off. It's you lose. We're not rescheduling. We're not having a 19th week. Oh, and you're not getting paid as well.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mike, I don't know if you saw this already or not. My guess is Murray has, although he was obviously just reading. Matthew Judon.
Oh, yeah, I just sent this to you both.
Okay. Matthew Judon tweeted just 26 minutes ago.
And Matthew Judon is, to refresh people's memory?
Yeah, outside linebacker of the Patriots that they signed as a free agent from the Ravens. Okay, and he was a big signing. Judon's a good player. Maybe, you know, I took for granted that a lot of people know that. But Judon tweeted a four-word message 26 minutes ago. The NFLPA bleeping sucks. That was his message. So my guess is he's unvaccinated. Now, and again, I don't say that to sort of out him or anything of the like, but the response suggests that there are guys like him, lots of them, who are pissed about this because they don't want to get the vaccine. They don't trust the vaccine. And now the league is leveraging them into it. So look, on the one hand, I agree with Murray. I also think you put these guys in a horrible spot.
I mean, but I agree with Murray 1,000%. Your body, your choice. No problem. You suffer the consequences. You don't have to show up. Then you don't get paid. I mean, it's really that simple. You want to join society? Join society. If society is wrong and effed in the head, don't join it. You don't make your money. No problem. It's a clean transaction. I respect your personal beliefs and your personal methodology. That is your right. That is your body. As Murray said, go nuts. You ain't getting paid. That's it. So that's like, I love it. Like, go ahead. Make the choice. No one's putting a gun to your head. It is a free country. And the non-vaccination thing, it's just, someone said this to me the other day, and it's just so true. Like, this is where people are, like, drawing the line about it's bad for you, or they're unsure of it. Like, all the crap that we eat on a daily basis, all the garbage and chemicals that are in just our daily food supply, or all the people that are overweight or out of shape and intentionally so, or you know, when I say intentionally so, just don't have the self-discipline to be in shape, but they're going to draw the line on this. Or, I don't know, an NFL player who shoots stuff up his ass and injects his body with God knows what, with who knows what the hell, you know, what sort of horse steroids are going in these guys' bodies. And they're going to turn around and say, no, the vaccine, I don't trust it. Like, this is where we're going to draw the line? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Well, look, but is it about that, or is it about the fact that they get to choose? In other words, you know,
So you know what? So that guy, you know, great, neat, you know, but sort of, you're not going to tell me what to do. I have no use for that guy. I really don't. We do live in a society. There is something called the greater good. And so you can play that game.
Don't work. You know, if that's how you feel, and people think I'm like, I'm not being facetious about this. I respect your decision, so respect mine as well. That's how you feel about it. You feel that strongly about it, then stay home. Stay
no
home.
One's going to tell me what to do.
Find something else to do. And just quickly, go ahead.
No, you go.
On this Matthew Judon tweet, which I can't help get a kick out of, because in the Brady era, you know, when Belichick actually had some control, this type of tweet would never, ever be sent. Don't draw attention to yourself. Focus on your team, your teammates. Those days are over. Ho, ho. Like, this one immediately popped up. I think it's the first player I've seen that's angry about this. The NFLPA effing sucks. Good luck with that. Good luck with that new player, Bill.
Okay, but would Bill really get... That's really nothing to do with the Patriots, right? That's just the players hashing out amongst themselves.
Well, I mean, you know, again, like, if he's not going to get vaccinated, maybe they're under whatever the league's threshold is. So a team that struggled last year, has a lot of pressure on it, bringing Cam Newton back, what, everything could go sideways because Matthew Judon doesn't want to get vaccinated, and then they'll maybe have to forfeit a game early on this season? You don't think something like this would draw the ire of Belichick?
This was a guy from the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
So, he brings that Raven thing with him, and that's, that only worked out well for you in the past, but, I mean, I don't know, but I'm with the NFL on this one. Yep, personal choice, all of you. No one's going to tell me, then great, we're not going to tell you what to do. You don't get paid. Very simple. Very simple.
Look, at the end of the day, if society's going to work, everyone's sort of going to get something here.
You know, I wish we still lived in a country where there were 13 colonies and like 10,000 people spread out over 10,000 square miles. And you could do whatever the hell you wanted because your nearest neighbor was 4 miles away. So then, sure, yep, arm yourself to the gills and do whatever you want. No one's around to tell you not to, and it's not going to matter. You can't transmit COVID to your farmer neighbor 10 miles away.
You got to move to Montana.
So this is like, if that's how we lived, then yes, that don't tell me what to do kind of thing works. You don't have to tell him what to do. You don't even see the guy. But unfortunately, we live in a different kind of society now. So if you don't want someone telling you what to do, that is fine. Don't have a job.
And so the main argument that I'm seeing, too, is, well, they're circumventing the CBA, and maybe this is what Judon is angry about, because they can't force players to get vaccinated. But this is a workaround that's going to cost their teammates money, and, of course, losses in playoff standing, and to which I say, well, reap what you sow.
No one's going to tell me what to do. That's fine. That's fine. We could have hosted the AFC title game, but instead we'll go on the road because no one's going to tell me what to do. It's my body. All right, fine. Good. Good luck on the road. So, Maury, I'm with you on this one. Long commercial-free segment is next. Mix your thoughts in on that with everything else. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Matt.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, good. And I have a landline. This is my landline, yep.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, to your phones so you can mix in your thoughts on the NFL's new COVID rules, which I think are great. Our NBA Finals conversation continuing. Are you concerned about Jason Tatum and his mindset and his makeup after watching Giannis there the other night? Seems like a lot of the emailers are. And how the Bruins handled the expansion draft. Taylor Hall, all of this. And we got even have some Red Sox chatter on the board, including Paul in Maine. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. Quickly, can you imagine how much we would have absolutely destroyed that fake tool bag Kyrie if he was the one to give us the quote about the past, present, and future instead of Giannis? But regarding Garrett Richards,
I disagree.
I owe the guy an apology. I mean, I did call him a colon polyp earlier this year. Last night kind of proved me wrong. He looked good. His changeup was nasty. And he definitely deserves credit for trying to turn it around. So, Maz, my question is, who do you think will be the odd man out when Sale comes back to the rotation?
Okay, so do the Garrett Richards thing and the Sox thing first, Maz.
Richards. He'll be the odd man out. I don't care whether he's getting better or not. The guy's a mental case. He'll collapse on the mound during the playoff, under playoff pressure. Forget it. What was the other one?
So the first thing was that if Kyrie said what Giannis said about pride being your past or your ego and the future being about your pride and the present is about humility, that we would have killed Kyrie. I disagree. Kyrie doesn't talk like that. He doesn't say things like that. He says it's about my art, and if you can't understand my art, if you know what government is, man, it's totally different.
Yeah, but if he did say something like that, no one would take him seriously, I think is what Paul in Maine was saying.
Yeah, and I understand what he's getting at. But you know what, though? Here's what I will say. Kyrie's delivery would have been totally different to the point where we looked at him and go, would you shut up? Well, shut up, you pud.
I'm just talking about the message. I mean, I don't remember Kyrie giving those kind of messages. I feel like he's talking about other bull crap other than trying to stay in the moment. That's all Giannis was talking about.
Giannis is way smarter than Kyrie. Smarter.
Jerry on Nantucket on the COVID rules. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, guys, real quick. It sounds to me like you guys all are kind of the opinion that anyone that doesn't take the COVID vaccine should really get in line and take it immediately. Is that accurate?
No, you but know, stay home.
Knuckleheads?
No.
Okay, so stay home. Okay.
Yeah.
So just don't be a part of society. Just become somewhat of a hermit. So I'm just curious, what is your viewpoint on the what I think is a large segment of society that has some really serious health issues that are preventing them from wanting to take that vaccine because they're fearing they're going to die.
Okay, so Jerry, of course there's exceptions. No one's talking about that. Like if and you need to, I don't want to. I'm going to drop you, but you can explain to me later what exactly those pre-existing conditions are. I'm sure they exist, and we're not talking about that person. You know, we're not talking about that person. We're talking about the large swaths of society, or just keep it in the context of the NFL players that refuse to take it for X, Y, and Z. And I'm not telling him to take it. Murray's not telling him to take it. Yeah, but we're telling you that if you don't take it and you get a game suspended, you'll lose your game check. And that's totally fair. So that's it. So that's what I mean by stay home.
Right. It's okay. Don't get vaccinated. That's fine. But when you take money out of your teammates' bank accounts and you miss the postseason, enjoy your freedom watching the playoffs from home. That's all.
I mean, look, this is the fact that it's happening in the NFL now is sort of, in a lot of ways, is a good thing. Because I've had this discussion with my wife. We've all, I'm sure everyone has. As you re-enter in society, you got to make a choice now. If we want to go on and live in the world that we lived in before, you have to get the virus. You have to get the vaccine.
That's it.
And so, you know, the people who don't want to get it, that's fine. But I think then that you have to make some sacrifices in the process. You can't live the way you lived before. We all just went through that.
Well, you don't understand, though. I've read a lot of things on Facebook that my uncle posted, and I've seen some memes. So I choose to follow that advice rather than the advice of a medical professional.
You know, the religious reasons and some of the other reasons I'll leave to the side. The
right,
reason
yeah,
that,
fine. Yeah, well,
the reason that gets me is the, you know, it could be bad for me. Which is like, you know, unless, sir or ma'am, you're in really good shape and really monitor what you put in your body, I think that's imbecilic. I think that's ridiculous. I mean, the guy that's 40 pounds, 50 pounds overweight, says he don't want to do it because he thinks it could be bad for him.
Do you ever drink a Red Bull?
A guy who drinks or smokes or has too much caffeine, which I don't know how bad it is for you, but if you're overweight, I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty certain when I say that your drinking and smoking and your gluttony, your overweightness is going to be a far bigger health risk to you than whatever that jab is. But no, that's where we're going to draw the line. You're going to pile drive that bag of Doritos. But you're not going to do the shot because it's bad for you, you think?
We have another outspoken player and a quite notable one as well. DeAndre Hopkins, now with the Arizona Cardinals, just tweeted minutes ago, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL.
Then no problem. Go sell insurance. No one's putting a gun to your head and say play football. You don't need to do it. But it's a incredibly close contact sport where you're in close proximity with a lot of people, whether it's locker rooms, inside the building, meeting rooms, to get along and do your job. It's what you're going to have to do. And if you don't want to do it, love you, mean it, respect you all the way to the end of the earth, but you're just going to have to get a different job. So go ahead.
I know
no problem.
I know we've rightfully piled on the French over this last week, thanks to our terrible French phone system. But have either of you seen the statement that was put out by the French president recently?
No.
Regarding the vaccination, just really, here's a quick part of it. President Macron, to the anti-vaxxers, I no longer have any intention of sacrificing my life, my time, my freedom, and the adolescence of my daughters, as well as their right to study properly for those who refuse to be vaccinated. This time, you stay at home, not us. We cannot make those who have the civic sense to get vaccinated bear the burden of inconvenience. And he goes on and on. But that's all you kind of need to say.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the crux of the matter. That's really it, is that, you know, if everyone took that stance, we can't function as a society. We can't do it. So you got to take, you know, there's got to be a sacrifice made. And is there some risk involved? Yes, but it's universal. It's not like it's risk for some and not for others.
The odd problem with that quote is that he was the French prime minister. But, you know, I mean, otherwise, spot on. But again, so I don't know the reasons that Matthew Judon or DeAndre Hopkins would not take it. But again, if they think it's bad for them, you know, and I'm not directly accusing these players. I'm just saying the NFL player in general, all the crap those guys put in their body. from the steroids to the painkillers to the things to get up and then get down and, like, all that, that's where they're going to draw the line on the vaccine. I mean, don't you find, am I nuts here? Like,
well, Mike, look, this leads into a much larger political discussion. Remember, the NBA had a whole campaign where they were encouraging their players to tell people to get vaccinated because in the black community, there's great mistrust there.
And rightfully so, because of the Tuskegee experiment and all that.
No, so like I said, I'm directly to the guy that says, well, that could be bad for me.
So again, but, you know, there are a lot of black players in the NFL. I don't know how many guys are subscribing to that theory. So I don't know what the motivation is. It is a conspiracy to harm people through the vaccine to me. I don't subscribe to it. Okay, I don't subscribe to it. I'll leave it at that.
You're going to have to roll the dice if you want to play. That's all I would say. And I don't mean to laugh at it, but I mean, come on.
But societally, we can't function without it. We can't. It's just, you got to take it. Otherwise, the world's not going to work. And this is where you just have to buy into the fact that you're part of a group.
All right, we have a follow-up on some of the Brady stuff from his interview with Jim Gray from yesterday. We'll get to that and more of your wonderful phone calls. In 90 seconds, no commercials. First, an update from Big Jim. The latest on the Bruins today.
WBCS, bus by the town, Fair Tire Studio.
The corner, fall away three.
Boston's home for sports is 95. The Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Yeah, here's the news on the Bruins. General Manager Don Sweeney speaking today, saying the team has made significant progress in re-signing Taylor Hall. And then TSN NHL insider Darren Dreger up in Canada followed up with this tweet a few hours ago, saying the Bruins and Hall working on the final details of his agreement, including no trade coverage. When finalized and signed, he will stay in Boston for 4 years at $6 million per season. So it all sounds official, but it actually hasn't been made official just yet. After winning both games against the Toronto Blue Jays in Buffalo and going 3-2 in their five-game road trip, Red Sox return to Fenway Park to start up a four-game series with the Yankees tonight. Tanner Houck making his first start since April 18th. Jordan Montgomery goes for the Yankees. First pitch, 7-10. The NFL has laid out their strongest incentive yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo sent to all 32 teams today, the NFL has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that team would be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also said the NFL intends to play all of their games within the scheduled 18-week period. 19th week will not be added under any circumstances. Additionally, if a game is canceled and can't be rescheduled, neither team's players will be paid for that game. Headlines are brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork, supplying contractors and homeowners with residential and commercial building materials for 75 years. Go to jacksonlumber.com. I'm Jim Murray for Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Another update, 4:30.
We've got the Patriots all year long. From the draft.
Your New England Patriots select.
To the Super Bowl.
An title for the Patriots.
Boston's Home for Patriots football is 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.